The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Every year, the parents of Jesus went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when Jesus was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and the parents started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." Jesus said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. When Jesus went down with them, then Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to Joseph and Mary. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Mary exemplifies everything that the church as a whole should be, and everything that each member should be. The Immaculate Heart of Mary, of course, calls to mind her sinlessness. That Mary's Immaculate Heart, because of the Immaculate Conception, was completely free from every stain of sin by a special grace given to her outside of time, won for her through her Son's cross. So she was sinless, a model for the church and all its members. She was totally docile to the movements of the Holy Spirit in her life. Every single inspiration from the Holy Spirit, her response would have been a complete, exhaustive fiat. "Be it done unto me according to thy word." In her total docility to the work of the Holy Spirit and to God's will in her life in every minute detail, Mary is an example for the church as a whole and for every single one of its members. And because she is our mother, not just our model, but our mother, we entrust everything we do and have and are to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Everything gets better when you give it to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. If there's a trouble in your life, give it to Mary's heart. In fact, often when I go start hearing confessions, I just say, "I consecrate all these confessions to the Immaculate Heart of Mary." When I go to say Mass, I just say, "I'm consecrating this Mass to the Immaculate Heart of Mary." When I have an appointment with someone, I say, "I consecrate this appointment to the Immaculate Heart of Mary." Basically, well, when I wake up, I consecrate the day to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I just say, everything is Mary's. And you know what? It goes well. No surprise, right? Because our Blessed Mother isn't just our mother, isn't just a model, but she's the queen of the universe. And so, she has the power to transform everything we bring, to purify it, and then to bring it to her Son. At Fatima, Our Lady's heart clearly desired what we call reparation. As we heard Father Lobsinger say so beautifully yesterday about how Jesus' heart pounds with love for us and yet is pierced by those thorns each time, so it is with Mary's Immaculate Heart, because likewise she is wrapped in her Immaculate Heart with the crown of thorns. And so, We should strive to love and show care and tenderness to make up for the sins and the blasphemies and the disrespect that our dearest mother is sadly given so often. People who don't believe in her perpetual virginity and in many ways speak disrespectfully about the great sanctity of the Mother of God. Mary's also a model for us in that she pondered things in her heart. The things that happen to us in our daily lives, we can ponder in our heart with our Blessed Mother, before the tabernacle, when we're here, or anywhere we are. And we might find that also the Holy Spirit speaks to us and impels us, like Mary, to a total self-oblation, a total self-holocaust, a total self-pouring out unto the Father's will. That is what you and I are meant to enter into, because that's what Mary did, and she is the perfect model for each one of us. In the preface of this Mass, we learn about many qualities of the heart of Mary. We find that it's wise because she is the seat of wisdom. We know that it's immaculate because she was sinless. We know that it is new because she is the one who first received that new heart because of the new spirit that worked within her. And so, our Blessed Mother, the star of the sea, queen of all hearts, the model of the Church, is someone we should stay very close to. Entrust everything in our lives to, good or bad. If you have a struggle in your life, whether it's a struggle with your own sin, struggle with something else someone's doing to you, just give it to Mary. No one has ever, ever, ever brought anything to Mary and been disappointed. Mary exemplifies everything that the Church ought to be as a whole and every single one of its members. And so may we draw close to her motherly care, that refuge of holy love, that one who draws us close into her tender and merciful Immaculate Heart, so that inside that heart we may be transformed to love like her, to live like her, and to become the saints that God is calling you and I to be.